Now, there are six principles for ethical information management. The first one is that information is a valuable corporate asset and should be managed as such, like cash, facilities, or any other corporate asset. Many companies now are keeping their research and the products, new products, in a digital form as information. So this must be protected even as money, in the way that money is protected. The second principle is that the chief information officer is a steward of corporate information and it is responsible for managing it over its life cycle, for its generation to its appropriate destruction. So as a chief information officer, you must make sure that you monitor every information that is created and make sure that it is kept properly. And when it is needed to destroy, must destroy it properly. Now, there are certain cases where people are selling computers that were used by the company or giving them free to other companies, whatever it is. The CEO or chief information officer must make sure that information in those computers is destroyed completely and it should not be used by the third party. The chief information officer is also responsible for controlling access to and use of information as determined by the governmental regulation and corporate policy. Now, here we see that there are policies and regulations that are put by the government, and then there are regulations and policies that are put by the company or by the corporate. And the CEO, chief information officer, must make sure that these regulations at the government level and the corporate level are followed. The chief information officer is also responsible for preventing the inappropriate destruction of information. Information that is kept in databases that belongs to the company or to the corporation must be kept so that people that are authorized to destroy it should not be able to destroy. In certain cases, employees steal some money or other sensitive information, and then they destroy the evidence so that they should not be caught later. So appropriate measures should be put forward so that those that are unauthorized to destroy information should not be able to do that. And the chief information officer is also responsible for bringing technological knowledge to the development of information management practice and policies. And the chief information officer should partner with executive peers to develop and execute the organization's information management policies.